This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. States outline costs of SNAP compliance. Brashears defend screwworm efforts. And Dems press Rollins. The costs states face in co-funding the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program are comparable to the roughly $15 billion spent on transportation in fiscal 2025. That according to the National Association of State Budget Officers speaking to Senate and House Agriculture Committee leaders. The estimated upcoming SNAP costs required under the One Big Beautiful Bill Act equal 1.25% of state general fund expenditures, NASBO said in a June 9 letter to lawmakers obtained by AgriPulse. States and territories are committed to administering SNAP accurately and making significant investments to improve performance ahead of the benefit cost sharing requirements based on payment error rates, the group said. NASBO surveyed 43 states and one territory on their investments to comply with the law and improve error rates, including technology updates that take significant time to implement effectively, according to the organization representing chief financial advisors to U.S. governors. The survey, for example, says California in 25-26 appropriated $54.9 million to lower its error rate, while Mississippi expects to spend about $27 million over the next 5 years. Since nearly all states are legally required to balance their budgets, states and territories must carefully prioritize spending demands, the group said. As a result, investments needed to improve per performance are competing directly with increased administrative costs and new SNAP benefit cost share requirements, in addition to other priorities, including education, public safety, and economic development. USDA Undersecretary for Food Safety, Mindy Brashears, says 7,000 inspectors with the Food Safety Inspection Service are, quote, leading the animal health charge in the fight against New World screwworm, and the parasitic pest does not pose a threat to the food supply. We knew that it would eventually get to the U.S., but we slowed it down substantially, Brashears told AgriPulse newsmakers, pointing to USDA's investment in research, adding containment identification staff and expanded sterile fly production capacity in Texas and Panama. New World screwworm only thrives on healthy living tissue, so you're not going to find it in poultry, meat, or anything that you find in the supermarket, Brashears said. 5,300 grants and programs, including the U.S.-funded animal disease projects dedicated to monitor New World screwworm in Central America, were slashed when the Trump administration dismantled the U.S. Agency of International Development. Tune in to Newsmakers Today to hear more from Brashears, as well as from Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia, about priorities in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement Review. Plus, Philip Kaufman, head of the Texas A&M University Entomology Department, and Ron Phillips, Senior Vice President of Policy at the Animal Health Institute, discuss the New World screwworm response. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Dairy Management Incorporated serves America's 34,000 plus dairy farmers and dairy importers by managing research and marketing programs aimed at promoting dairy consumption and protecting the good image of dairy farmers, dairy products, and the dairy industry. Funded entirely by dairy farmers, DMI has distinguished itself as a strategic consultant and valuable resource to businesses and organizations in the food and beverage sector that seek to increase sales and raise their image through the innovative use of dairy and dairy ingredients.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Senator Amy Klobuchar, ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, and 20 other Democrats say the Trump administration needs to step up its fight against New World screwworm. we are aware that the USDA has engaged in preliminary efforts to contain this outbreak, including enhanced surveillance, sterile fly releases, coordination with animal health officials in Texas and New Mexico, and the confirmation that the U.S. food supply remains safe, the senators wrote in a June 11 letter to Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins. These are, quote, critical first steps, but the evolving situation demands additional actions. The USDA so far has devoted $1.3 billion to its fight against screwworm, a potentially fatal pest for cattle and other animals, according to Rollins. Democrats are urging USDA to expand production of sterile flies used to fight the outbreak, to explore authorities under the Defense Production Act, to boost research and funding for states vulnerable to long-term infestation, to use direct hiring powers to expand the Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service. A group of more than 450 groups, school districts, food distributors, and nutrition organizations, they're asking lawmakers to allow money from a Farm Bill food entitlement program to be used to buy local foods. In a letter to House and Senate leaders, the groups request a new local food purchasing option within the USDA Foods program, which allows schools per meal entitlement funding for commodity food products. They say that current pathways are built around, quote, large-scale procurement that small and mid-sized farmers simply cannot access due to high volume requirements and complex federal contracting practices. The letter says a new pathway would create stable markets for small and mid-sized farms and increase scratch cooking in school meals. The potential for economic impact is significant, they say, citing estimates that if schools in Arkansas alone diverted 5% of entitlement funds to a local food purchase option, it would, quote, direct $766,000 to local family farms, generating an estimated $1.3 million in additional economic impact. Groups on the letter include the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, the National Organic Coalition, and the National Young Farmers Coalition, among others. A bipartisan group of 17 House lawmakers yesterday called on the Trump administration to use an upcoming review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement to ease what they describe as duplicative Mexican inspections of U.S. grain exports. In a letter to U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer and Secretary Rollins, the lawmakers said Mexican authorities stop U.S. grain trains at the border and re-inspect them under a zero-tolerance standard for soil. They said, quote, re-inspection delays trains, increases transportation costs, and often triggers fumigation orders that can cost shippers up to $70,000 per train. Rail carriers may send cars back empty rather than risk delays, and grain companies must purchase additional train capacity to keep supply chains running, they wrote. These are onerous and duplicative procedures, not science-based protections. A bill that would authorize grants for community college agriculture and natural resources programs has been reintroduced in the Senate. The bill was passed as a part of the House Farm Bill and, if signed into law, would authorize $20 million annually from 2027 to 2031 towards capacity building grants. It also includes programs for agricultural industry jobs like agribusiness. The bill prioritizes giving grants to programs with agriculture experiential learning. The Community College Agriculture and Advancement Act would amend the National Agriculture Research, Extension, and Teaching Policy Act from 1977. It was reintroduced by Senators John Hickenlooper of Colorado, Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, Cindy Hyde-Smith of Mississippi, Mark Kelly of Arizona, and John Husted of Ohio. Here's today's final word. While we understand more than anyone the pressure of a full-on activist campaign, it is disheartening to see our country's leadership cave to that pressure. That National Pork Producers Council President Rob Brenneman and Iowa pork producer commenting on Senator Roger Marshall's withdrawal of support for a GOP-backed bill that would nullify animal welfare laws, including California's Prop 12. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 12th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.